When Ed Solomon drives up in his delivery truck, he's not just taking in cases of soda and other beverages.
Mostly every stop we go to, as we deliver the product, we take the empties out. And the crates also. But, yeah. Sometimes it'll be a lot of empties at various stops.
Solomon delivers Faygo beverages in Michigan. That state has the nation's highest deposit on bottles and cans, 10 cents each. And whether it's Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Budweiser, or Miller, if distributors drop off a product, they have to pick up the empties that people bring back for the deposit refund. Of the 10 states that have deposit laws, some are adding the deposit requirement to new beverages, such as bottled water. 40 other states have no deposit law at all. Johnny Georges operates the convenience store Stadium Party Shop in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where Ed Solomon is dropping off new product and picking up the empties. If the law in Michigan is expanded, it would mean Georges and his employees would have to take in a lot more kinds of empty bottles and cans.
I think it's going to take a little space, my opinion, because there's so many waters out there, so many juices, so many other brands, so it's going to take a little space. Hopefully, you know, we're going to organize it as usual. And we'll see.
Not everyone is that receptive to the idea. Beverage distributors and major grocery chains are lobbying hard against expanding the deposit law. Distributors don't want the hassle of picking up the empties. Major grocery chains say they don't like the mess of people bringing empties into the stores. They don't like losing floor space to make room for the bottle and can collection areas. The bigger stores also have to invest in barcode scanners to automatically count and sort the huge volume of empties being returned. A lot of small stores like Johnny George's don't have the fancy equipment. Here, George's just sets aside a neatly organized area where he collects and sorts the bottles and cans. He says he knows that an expanded bottle deposit law would mean a little more hassle, but he doesn't mind.
I like the new law. I hope they pass it. That takes a lot of trash out of the street, and it takes a lot of, it's good for the environment in the meantime.
And George's isn't the only one who thinks it would be good for the environment. Polls show a large majority of people support the idea. James Clift is with the environmental group Michigan Environmental Council. He says it's time to expand the law to other containers. When the bottle law was written 30 years ago, beer and soda pop cans and bottles were the biggest concerns.
But since then, bottled water, tea, other beverages, energy drinks, we've got a whole new set of drinks on the market, and they're a larger and larger segment of the market. To the point where they may become the majority of the market in the next 5 to 10 years.
Clift says his state needs to catch up with the changing market. But the majority of states don't require a deposit on cans and bottles. And Clift argues you can tell when you're traveling in one of those states.
You know, because you see all the trash along the roadways, you see trash cans filled with bottles and cans, And it just seems so unnatural for someone who grew up in Michigan, you know, to throw away a bottle or a can. You know, luckily we've been programmed to know that that has value and it has other uses.
So people there bag or box up their empties, take them to the store, the stores sort them, and guys like Ed Solomon take them back to be recycled.
It's hectic, yes. It really is, you know, to deal with these empties. Yeah, but that's the law, I guess.
And if the can and bottle deposit law is expanded to bottled water and other drinks, as it has been in some other states, more distributors and grocers in Michigan will find the job a little more hectic, while about 40 other states do little to nothing at all to reduce the number of cans and bottles headed for the landfill. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.